Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. This is KUAC 89.9 FM Fairbanks, connecting Alaska to the world. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, and it is my pleasure to welcome back to the KUAC studios and Alaska Live, Beth Christman. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You've brought your guitar and your banjo. I think that's the first time. That's the debut of your banjo on Alaska Live.
It is.
That's exciting. But you got your guitar out first for Radioland. Beth Christman up from Austin, but you definitely had some formative years here in Fairbanks. So welcome home.
It's so good to be home.
What are you going to start off the show with?
Let's start off with one of mine, a little tune about Circle Hot Springs Saloon and the dollar bills on the ceiling there.
Well, we met up north in a mining town, not too many others around. Though they told him it was all, he fell in love with my song, took me to the ground. Well, he had a broken heart and I was too young, shouldn't even been at the bar. But I fell in love with his small town ways, so his heart sat hung on guitar. And we wrote our names in a little black heart, an old faded dollar bill. We pulled it over the bar and we fell so far, wish that time would stand still. Nights out on the road, so far from home, wishing I could be there again. But your love disappeared, strangled my fear, broken heart that couldn't mend. So I sat here at the bar with a bottle and a cry, keep on staring down at the floor. With a tear in my eyes, I remember why you couldn't love me anymore. And we wrote our names in a little black heart, an old faded dollar bill. We pulled a rose and bar, baby, fell so far, wish that time would stand still. Well, sometimes I wonder where you are, whatever happened to our love. All that's left of it still is that old dollar bill tacked up on the ceiling up above. And her name's out there in a little black heart, an old faded dollar bill. It's there above the bar where we fell so far, wish that time would stand still. Yeah, it's there above the bar where we fell so far, time just couldn't stand still.
Beth Christman, original, playing live here on Alaska Live at the KUAC studios. Are there any saloons in Texas that have those dollar bills on the ceilings?
There are. That's actually what made me write it. I was in Austin at this bar, the Elephant Room. It's a jazz club down in a basement. And it's one of the few ones I've seen with dollar bills on the ceiling. And I was telling the bartender about this. And he was like, man, that's really cool that, you know, all the bars in Alaska have that.
Right.
And, you know, this one bar in Austin has it. And I just started thinking about how cool it was that that's a thing up here. And
yeah.
Kind of transposed some stories around from my life. Different fellas. Turned them into one and wrote a song.
So it was a song set in Alaska, but actually written while you had already moved to Austin. I did not know that you waited to write that in Austin.
Yeah.
Ah, sweet.
Yep. Wrote that actually sitting at that bar in the it was happy hour and they had no music during happy hour, which I love because every bar in Austin has music all the time.
Right.
So it was nice to just go into a quiet bar for a little while and think my thoughts and wrote that song.
So, wow, that's an interesting way to write a song without any music going on. Maybe a jukebox, maybe just the hum and drum of happy hour in a jazz club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been in a little bit of a writer's rut lately, and I think I haven't had enough quiet in my life. Mm-hmm. I used to write a lot when I lived up here. And it's hard to do when you always have music around you. At least for me, it is.
Everybody's different, but I have heard that, yeah, getting away and maybe you need to do a few more road trips by yourself because that's a good time to think, I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes a good time to figure out some songs and some thoughts.
Yeah, I wrote my very first song, Eagle Summit, on the way up to Circle Hot Springs. When I was like 18 or 19.
Oh, that the little vignette made it into that song.
Yeah. It wasn't that song. It was a different one. But I did, I was sitting on the roof of my Blazer with my guitar and wrote that song.
Aww.
Foolish Ramblin' Man.
Right. You know, folks here that are just tuning in to KUAC's Alaska Live, and maybe you just got here to Alaska. Circle Hot Springs was this like place to go for a long time for folks living up here and for tourists. And it was all the way out on the Steese Highway in central Alaska. And maybe people that just have moved up here have no idea what Circle Hot Springs might be because, yeah, it's really no more.
Sad.
That is. All things come and go, I guess. And some things go back to the land.
I guess that's what it's doing up there.
You hear that.
If I ever make $1 million or millions of dollars, that's top on my list. Buy that land.
It has been on Craigslist for $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $8 million.
I just need to write a hit song.
Keep working on it. You got to go to a few more happy hours in quieter jazz clubs.
Yes.
Well, all right. What's next?
I'll do another original. This is one I wrote after summer up here, and I was binge watching Sex and the City.
This is dating the summer up here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was an old, old DVDs at my friend's cabin in Cantwell. Weeby's place.
Where you probably did not have the streaming to get Netflix.
No, mm-hmm. We did not. And we thought it was funny that we were using an outhouse watching these girls talk about their Manolo Blahniks and their problems in the big city. Anyways.
That's great.
I was kind of identifying with one of the characters. I'll let you guess which one when I wrote the song.
Stay at home. I can't stand being alone. You're so sweet and you love me true. But you make me feel like I'm 82. I like to go out every night. Cuss and drink, I even like to fight. You wanna stay home with your dog and TV? Why'd I think you're the kind of man for me? I want a man who doesn't call, got his heart surrounded by a wall. I want a man who'll love me right. It don't have to be every night. Come on, darling, can't you see? I'd like you better if you remain to me. You buy me pretty things, promise crystal chandeliers. You can see that you bore me to tears. I like the wild and reckless life. Not the kind of girl who's meant to be a wife. You deserve some sweet little thing to cook and clean and wear your wedding ring. I want a man who doesn't call. Got his heart surrounded by a wall. I want a man who'll love me right. It don't have to be every night. Guess I'll take a walk downtown, dance with a stranger, let him buy me around. Think it's time I sit out on my own. Darling, don't wait by your telephone. 'Cause I'm the girl who doesn't call. Got my heart surrounded by a wall. I'm the girl who'll love you right if you don't treat me too nice.
I am not up on my Sex and the City characters, but I bet there are folks out there that are shouting at their radios right now who that was based on.
It was Samantha.
See, they're right, Samantha. Well, you said that you're in a bit of a writer's block because you're surrounded by music all the time, and you wrote a lot of these songs, a lot of really fun songs, while you're in Alaska, when surrounded by nature, and music is a big part of your life in Alaska too, but you also have time to like get away and be in your own thoughts and have some time.
Yeah, when you're playing five nights a week, it's really hard to get that time for your to go out in the country and reset.
Five nights a week these days in Austin.
Can be.
Yeah, and that's with your own band, Missy Beth and the Morning Afters, and then all the others that you're playing with.
Yeah, I've been playing lots of bluegrass there lately. Got a weekly bluegrass residency, and have a trio called the Fraulines where I play lots of banjo. And the Morning Afters is my like honky-tonk band. They play at the really rowdy bars, and I play guitar and have pedal steel and electric bass and drums and play for dancers.
Recently, you started a band, Fancy, and how'd that go?
It was really good. It's all 80s and 90s ladies of country with two other great singers, Christy Hayes, who came up here a few summers ago.
Indeed.
And Selena Rosenbaum. And we have a great backing band. We've got, you know, people have played with Junior Brown and Hayes Carl and folks like that are our sidemen in the band.
So you're doing like some Emmylou Harris and some Tammy Wynette and
lots of Patti Loveless, the Judds, a little. We worked on some Shania Twain, but it didn't make the cut.
Well, you know, that's in practice. Lots of denim and
very big hair.
Big hair.
As they say in Texas, the higher the hair, the closer to God.
Does that even go for not when you're in church, but on Saturday night at the honky tonks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Well, it sounds like your projects in Austin are, they're varied. They keep you super busy. I mean, you're saying sometimes five nights a week, maybe even six. And so, wow, that's impressive. How many years ago was it that you moved away from Fairbanks and went down to Texas?
I moved down in 2006. And I went just to visit, and I ended up staying.
That's what people say when they come up to Alaska. I went to visit, and I ended up staying.
I tried to do the snowbird thing and worked in Denali for a couple summers. But both places were pulling too hard. Like, I really wanted to stay every fall when I was up here. And when I would get back to Texas, I'd be like, oh, I can't wait to be back here. And, missing the honky-tonks and all the fun music down there, and then missing all the friends and the mountains and all the amazing things that you get in Alaska.
And now, so you get to visit, and that's what you've been doing this week, and you've been playing some gigs. You're down in Anchorage area doing some gigs south of the range. Now you got some gigs north of the range, one at the venue this Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Got killer band backing me up. George Janakopoulos on bass and Eric Graves And I think I just talked Jason Norris into playing some fiddle.
Is he up here in Fairbanks? Oh, he probably is just flying and, and stuff like that. Yeah. Nice.
And my sister Tara will be singing some harmonies too. So
you do have a killer band.
Yeah.
That's at the venue, downtown Fairbanks. Doors open at 7:30 and the show starts at 8. And that's this Saturday night. Beth Christman and her, I don't know, I'm calling it the North of the Range Band, but I don't know what you got.
I like that.
All right. You had your South of the Range Band, and now you got your North of the Range Band. Well, gosh, those last two songs, you're saying, you know, maybe you just need to write a hit and then make enough money to buy Circle Hot Springs. Those last two songs, they sound like hits to me, just because they've got such nice melodies, and you did talk about a telephone on the one, and that's just,
that's outdated now.
It's outdated.
Sadly.
You did write a song with the Carper family. Who are you texting tonight?
Oh, yeah.
So that was really good.
I'm trying to get into the more modern thing.
Don't put the words like Snapchat in there, though.
Who are you FaceTiming tonight?
Who are you FaceTiming tonight? Everything comes and goes so quickly that it's hard to write those references in.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you probably have payphone booths in your song somewhere.
Don't have it in any of mine, but I think that was just before my time, too. Although I do remember them.
Yeah. Well, all right. Another song. You still got your guitar in your hands?
Yeah.
I know you brought your banjo up here, but it's not time for the banjo yet.
Not quite. I'm going to do a song written by Christy Hayes, my friend who's in Fancy with me and has toured up here a few times. She lived in Haines for a while, and so she's got the Alaska connection. And we actually met when you were visiting me in Austin, Lori, at the
farmer's
market.
I remember that. Yes.
So Austin musicians always have to have a side gig. And at the time, I was selling buffalo meat.
Buffalo meat.
At the farmer's market, and Christy Hayes was selling, I believe, hummus.
Uh-huh.
And we met and realized the Alaska connection, and been playing music together off and on ever since.
I sold my fair share of that buffalo meat like I knew the farmers. It was really fun.
So this is one of Christy Hayes' tunes called American Car.
I never thought I'd be a waitress for so many years at this bar. When I was young, I had a head full of dreams, and I drove an American car. And the like smoke to the ceiling, and my tips don't thrill me, but that old honky-tonk feeling, it's an easy road at the back kitchen door. I'm going home for the sun catches me, for the sun catches me. I sleep through the morning, right through the mailman. It don't matter how much I get, I got the same regrets. Tonight after work, I'm gonna go down to the river. I meet up with a day for a sleeping away. The like smoke to the ceiling, and my tips don't thrill me, but that old honky-tonk feeling, it's an easy road out the back kitchen door. I'm going home for the sun catches me, for the sun catches me. tips don't thrill me. And that old honky-tonk feeling, it's an easy road out the back kitchen door. I'm going home for the sun catches me. For the sun catches me, oh yeah, for the sun catches me. For the sun catches me.
Oh, Chrissy Hayes, she really knows how to write a tearjerker and a heartache song like no one's business.
So great.
So great. And it was a joy to see her up here through your connections and now Tara's connections, your sister's connections. She played out at Pioneer Park at the chapel. It was a really wonderful time with Isaac
Opatz.
Isaac Opatz. Yeah, that was really nice. And you have made that Texas-Alaska connection really strong. And there have been some great folks that have come up here because, you know, you're sending them here, you're bringing them here, and it's been so fun.
All my Texas friends ask me about Alaska, and I tell them how fun it is. And some of them don't even believe me about how great it is. They're like, you're lying. My old roommate said, you just go to Houston in the summer. I don't believe you. Those bears are fake.
Those
mountains are fake, you know. But, yeah, I've loved people bringing people up here and introducing their music to people up here and also introducing them to Alaska.
Yeah. I mean, Fairbanks is the Golden Heart City, and the Golden Heart is, you know, where it's at. And Alaska's hospitality really is second to none.
It's the best.
Yeah. And you try to make it back up here about every year, it seems like.
Yeah, I think I've made it every year pretty much.
Yeah.
Hope to keep that going. One of these years I'm going to get a little cabin up here and be able to come for longer.
And write some songs, like you say.
Yes, exactly.
It can be your sabbatical from all your residencies and recording opportunities in Austin. You know, those will be there. You take a little sabbatical here, write some songs, take them back, record them in Austin.
Exactly.
It'd be lovely. We'd love to have you here for a little longer than just a week or two.
Me too.
But you are here for not just Alaska Live here in Fairbanks. You're here at the venue on Saturday, and you got a killer band backing you this Saturday. Doors open at 7:30 at the venue in downtown Fairbanks, and your show starts at 8. And, oh, man, I hear tell there's tacos there, too.
Oh, yeah. They asked what Texas thing should happen, and I said I pretty much live on tacos.
Yeah.
All kinds of different tacos all day long.
Excellent. Yeah.
So there have to be tacos. If it's an Austin, Texas themed night, we need some. And I think they're doing some, it might even be a brisket taco.
That sounds rather delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Austin has been branching out of music too. I mean, it's not just the country music scene there these days. Like you said, you were at jazz basement bar happy hour, and they've got a lot of different music scenes going on there.
So much indie rock, ambient noise music, yeah, lots of punk and like underground stuff, tons of blues. Of course, you can hear Stevie Ray Vaughan covers any night of the week. Really great honky tonk, bluegrass. It's just thriving music scene there.
Are there still hundreds of people moving into Austin every day?
Yes. It's the population has doubled in the last 13 years.
Since you've moved to Austin, the population has doubled.
And when I moved there, it was about 600,000, which is about the same as Alaska. So picture if Alaska's population doubled and was somewhere in this borough.
Right.
All of it.
Right. Crushed into like the Anchorage Bowl, let's say.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You have to plan on a little extra drive time to your gigs.
I don't leave the house without checking the traffic on my GPS, which it has been really nice to be up here and not think about that.
Yeah.
Like a traffic jam here is what, like 5 cars by in an RV?
Look, the Mitchell Expressway has been closed all summer. We are having a hard time with our traffic.
I know. It's okay.
So,
I'm sorry.
It makes us feel better thinking about, you know, a city that has doubled in size and our problems are not doubled in size. Oh, man. And so, since Austin's music scene is so vibrant and so huge, you're treated as like formal employees, and there you have benefits as musicians. You have a guild. You have power.
We have some power. It's still sometimes we're fighting for, yeah, you know, our guarantees at the end of the night. But there's a Austin Health Alliance for Austin Musicians.
Yeah.
Where they help us if your tax credit from Obamacare doesn't cover all of your health care, they pay the difference. There's dental coverage. It's amazing.
Wow. And
they really
take
care of the arts there.
Is that something that you pay into as a member, or?
No, no cost to the musicians. It's just people donate to it out of wanting to support the Austin music scene.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you played a benefit for that, or do they even do that?
I have played it once, okay. But they have like Ham Day every year, and all the businesses around town donate profits to the Health Alliance, and it's a really great thing. I think it's something that's keeping a lot of musicians in Austin.
That's amazing, and I wish that we could think of communities more like the Austin Music Alliance community.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have like there's this thing, the House of Songs, I've been working with lately. I've been doing co-writing with them. They have peer-to-peer writing sessions with local Austin musicians where you get paired up for 4 hours. You go to this really nice house with a piano and a whole bunch of guitars laying around and recording gear.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to write a song or try to in your 4 hours. And got paired up with my friend Jesse Ebaugh recently, who was in the Heartless Bastards.
Yeah.
And also this girl from Finland, who it was a real fun challenge trying to write with her because she couldn't really write in English.
Oh boy.
She could only think of lyrics in Finnish, but we wrote a couple songs together in Finnish. I gave her ideas and she wrote the songs. So
that's great. Have you had some recordings come out of that? And
nothing yet, but that's kind of a new partnership.
Yeah. Is it something that you can take those recordings home and it gives you some ideas at least?
Yeah,
and
I've definitely
gets the ball
been
rolling.
Getting more ideas lately from those writing sessions.
What is that called again?
House of Songs.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And you can actually go on their website and check out, you know, different projects that have happened because of that. And lots of great songwriters that I've found through that.
That's so fun. And how did you run into that?
A friend of mine is running it now, and she knew I'd done some stuff with songwriting and thought, you know, she wanted to get someone with more folk and country background because a lot of the songwriters they start out as a songwriter or singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter. Got it, yeah.
And so having somebody with a little bit more of an instrumental background, I think, has been helpful.
That's so
balance
fun.
Balance it out. So it's not just all strummy guitar feeling songs.
All the feels.
As great as those are.
Yeah, all the feels are good, but you know, I do love some honky tonk folks sometimes too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it sounds like Austin's music scene is only growing. It is not going to shrink because they're feeding it, they're caring for it, and I can see why you're staying there.
It's a great place to be.
Yeah. Even though it gets to be blazing hot.
It was only 106 when I left.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It was that way when I was there last August. It was 110 or 111.
The worst part for me is when at midnight it's still 90 something and just doesn't cool off.
That's not
cool.
And
that's when I make myself cool off by coming up here.
Yes. August is the perfect time because it is already starting to be fall here and it is the heat of the summer down there. Well, enough about the weather. More music.
Let's see.
We've got Beth Christman here for KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, and Beth and her band, we're calling it Beth Christman and her North of the Range band, will be playing at the venue on Saturday night. So if you like what you hear tonight, she'll be playing there with a band, full band, at 8. Doors open at 7:30 this Saturday.
I think I do have to keep on talking about the weather and do...
Oh, I got stuff.
Do another weather-related song.
Uh-huh.
This is one that I wrote at College Coffee House. Also, R.I.P., apparently.
Yes, it wrote is this, some sort of wood-fired pizza thing now.
When it was about 50 below, and it was right before I moved to Texas, and I was very sad. And channeled all my feelings into this little song. Well, the wind hurts so bad having you on my mind. If I was somewhere in the warm sunshine, instead, here I am, all alone in the cold. The sun's gone for days, feel myself growing older. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one to hold me. At least you're not here to tell me sweet lies. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one to hold me. You're not here to watch me cry. Well, it wouldn't hurt so bad having you on my mind. If I had a bottle to help me pass the time. But I spent my last dollars trying to fix up my car. I just grab my fiddle and head down to the bar. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one to hold me. At least you're not here to tell me sweet lies. Cold, dark, and lonely, with no one to hold me. At least you're not here. Watch me cry. Well, it wouldn't hurt so bad having you on my mind. Someone was with me on this dark northern night. But I'd rather be lonesome than find someone new. Stay here with the stars, my memories of you. Cold, dark, and lonely, no one to hold me. At least you're not here to tell me sweet lies. Cold, dark, and lonely. Watch me cry. Why did you ever tell me goodbye?
Oh, the danger of dating a songwriter. You're going to make it into a song.
Yep.
Or at least be the inspiration for some songs. Or
yep.
Breaking up with a songwriter, you're going to be the inspiration for some
yes.
songs.
Yes. My current partner right now asked if we might need to break up so I could write some songs again.
Oh.
Yes. The only time I've really written songs in recent times has been when I've been going through chaos or had my heart broken. He was like, we would get back together. But,
right.
You know.
Right. He just needs
to... Do you have a fake breakup?
Yeah. go through the motions of what that might be like. Maybe you should have done that right before you came up to Alaska, you know.
So you couldn't handle that, no.
No, that's so sad.
No, I'm going to learn how to write sad songs without actually living them.
You can
that's
do
my
it.
Motto for the next like year or two is to figure out how to write those songs that I love without going through it myself.
You know, when I was listening to Chrissy Hayes talk about some songwriting, she was talking about watching people at the bar. And she's also talking about, you know, chatting with people who have had these rough lives and rich rough lives, and then kind of writing those, weaving those into your own story or, you know, a song at least.
Yeah, she's great at that.
Yeah.
Her newest record has a song about a lady she met at a bar that, like, lost her leg in a forklift accident. And, oh, God, it's just the most heartbreaking song, but I love hearing it because it's just so real. It's not like, oh, there's a girl sitting next to me in the pickup truck and we're going to go down to the lake. And it's real.
Yeah. And Chrissy Hayes, she's an amazing collector of those real songs. And, yeah, so... you don't have to have the heartbreak. You don't have to be the one that didn't listen to the safety briefing.
Yes, exactly.
Need a little tuning time? I've got something to read here.
Sure.
There's still time to share a portion of your permanent fund dividend with KUAC through Pick, Click, Give. Simply go to pickclickgive.org and select KUAC Friends Group. Your generosity in giving us a piece of the pie will help KUAC continue to offer Alaska quality TV and FM programming, just like Alaska Live, that educates, informs, and entertains. The deadline is August 31st. It is August 28th. So thank you for your Pick, Click, Give. Beth Christman is here for Alaska Live, all the way up from Austin, Texas, back to the old stomping grounds of Fairbanks. We were joking earlier that soundcheck got cut short because you were just wandering the halls of the music wing here at UAF.
Staring at the old practice room door, remembering all the hours I spent playing classical violin in those padded rooms. Which, when you're when you only have a couple hours of daylight, is not the best place to spend your day.
No.
For your sanity. Trapped with Bach for 4 or 5 hours.
It'll turn a girl to bluegrass.
It did. I met the bluegrass guys right around, it was like halfway through my sophomore year. And I didn't make it through my junior year. I tried, but I was ready to play some fiddle and sing and do some other stuff. Realized I really liked being in like bars and playing for people who were like interacting with me. You don't get a lot of interaction from classical music.
You know, I think they're trying to do some tweaking of that because people really do like to feel a part. And so I think that, you know, there's been like Fairbanks Concert Association had some classical crossover musicians like the Sirius Quartet here and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they did some gigs like in the Marlin. They did them all over Pioneer Park. It was really cool.
That's great.
Yeah. And so, you know, there are some inroads into getting the audience and the artist together on the same playing field, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important.
It is. But I kind of drifted towards the bluegrass in old time anyways.
That's very interactive.
Yes, very. And very social. And that's what I've been learning a lot of old time. Banjo and guitar and going to a lot of parties where I'm just sitting around playing rhythm guitar for an old time band for hours. And it's really fun. And
so much fun that you picked up the banjo.
I did pick up the banjo. I thought after Sad, Cold, Dark, and Lonely song, we should play a silly old time song. This is one from Texas. It's an old Texas fiddle tune that my friend Tim Wooten is a great old time fiddler. He learned it from a tape from his granddad, who was a fiddler like in the 20s in Texas. And he wrote some words to it about the kind of the life cycle of rabbits. So this is a little silly, fun lighthearted song for you. Little Rabbit.
Oh, he died. He was so happy. That's so sad.
He had lots of little rabbits.
That is the soundtrack to our drive out of Denali National Park about a month ago. It was just a dream come true. My whole family, Pat, we were able to get a road pass, and Pat drove the whole family of mine into the...
That's the best.
Into the park. And on the way out, we were pretty late coming out of the park. And we were right in front of the last bus out. And I swear, there were so many snowshoe hares. I think we saw about 80 snowshoe hares. They were little.
Wow.
And they were all along the side of the road for miles and miles. And after a while, they weren't even really jumping into the ditch. They were just... rabbits for days and days. Well, snowshoe hares in this case, but that was a soundtrack to that trip out of the park.
I knew there must have been a lot. I saw I drove down to Anchorage during the pilot car situation with the fire, and a few points I saw little rabbits sitting by the side of the road looking very confused. I almost wanted to like open the car door and let them in and give them a ride down the road.
Well, I told this to someone who is a biologist, and she goes, oh, you know, the mammy and the pappies of the little rabbits, of the snowshoe hares, the moms leave them for the day. And so they group up, and they hang out, and then the mom comes back and feeds them at night.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why you saw them. So they were not orphaned, apparently, nor were the ones we saw on the Denali Park road. Wow. Yeah, so you drove down to Anchorage during that McKinley fire at its height of scariness. Was the fire on both sides of the park's highway at that point?
It was. There was still fire on both sides. It was kind of smoldering at that point, but it was definitely pretty ominous and scary looking.
Yeah.
Almost made me... turn around and go the other way. But didn't have quite enough time for that.
Right. You would have had to drive all the way back to Fairbanks, go down the Richardson and the Glen. That would have been wild. Now there are, it's two-way traffic again, but I guess the air quality is really poor and they're still fighting that fire down there. And Yeah, lots of structures were lost in that one. The wind just kicked up so quickly. Yeah. We're having floods up here, they're having really bad fires down there.
I thought I was going to miss all the chaos.
Mm.
You know, it mm-hmm. seems like the fires are usually a little earlier in the season.
They were up here.
But then they stuck around.
Yeah, down there.
But still nice to be up here.
Oh, it is. It is.
And nice to be back in Fairbanks where the air quality is much better.
It's beautiful. It's clean. It's crisp. It's almost smelling of rotten.
Oh, I can't wait for that smell. I hope it happens before I leave.
Do you love that smell?
I do.
I don't. I do not like the musky smell of fall. I mean, it does remind me of coming up to Fairbanks and some really good times, but I just don't love that smell. And
I think it's just imprinted the memories, and I don't have to put up with it for very long.
Right.
So.
And hence, I don't really love the taste of, I don't know if it's low brush or high brush. I think it's the high bush cranberries that really smell and taste like that to me. You win some, you lose some.
Yep.
We still got the banjo out, Beth Christman. And are you going to pick up the banjo a time or two on Saturday night?
I will.
Definitely have the fiddle in your hand, though, too.
I'm actually not planning on playing fiddle.
All right.
But maybe there will be something that will come up in practice tomorrow.
Did you have to bring 3 instruments up with you from Texas?
No, I borrowed the guitar from my dad.
Okay.
Thankfully. But I did travel with a banjo and fiddle, and it's been worth it. I play the banjo almost every day, so.
Sweet.
It's fun. Got
to keep up the practice.
Yes, I do.
Nice.
I'm going to do a song written by Guy Clark for you, and it's got some sweet little references to Austin in it, and I just love this one, and was messing around on the banjo this winter and realized it kind of worked on the banjo, too, not just guitar, so here's a little Dublin Blues. I wish I was in Austin, at the chilly poly bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas, not caring where you are. Here I am in Dublin, just smoking cigarettes, rolling back and choking back chicks with every breath. Give me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, I loved you till I died. I loved you on the Spanish steps, there you said goodbye. I'm just a poor boy, works my middle name. If money were the reason, would not be the same. Stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble. I'll walk away from you. Forgive me all my anger. Give me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, I loved you till I die. I loved you on Spanish steps, the day you said goodbye. Seen the
thoughts and play Columbus Stockade Blues. Forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, I love you till I die. I love you on Spanish Steps, the day you said goodbye. I wish I was in Austin, at the Chili Parlor Bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are.
Oh, Beth Christman here for Alaska Live. I love how that song from Guy Clark just takes you on a world traveling journey. Starts off in Austin, goes to Dublin. Pat and I are going to Dublin for our anniversary this coming year in
that's
February.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait to take in a bunch of music there. You've been to Dublin, right?
I have not.
Ah, you must go.
I've been a lot of places in Europe and Scandinavia, but I've not been to the UK.
Oh, wow. And make sure you drive there, because I know that you do love driving. And yes, to drive on the wrong side of the road, that was on Pat's bucket list. And so did that. I did it long enough to have a video taken of me in Scotland.
Nice. Yeah, I've always wanted to go there, and had lots of friends who have said, you have to go.
Yeah, they would love you there, too.
I think it was in the spring, I got a video from a friend, Garen, from down in Anchorage.
Yeah, Garen Volper.
Big Chimney Barn Dance was over there playing. And my old bandmate, Brennan Lee, was over there playing at the same festival. So they were all hanging out over there. And Brennan said she felt like she was in Alaska, hanging out with all the Alaskans. And they were excited to run into somebody they knew. And yeah.
Well, I have to say that, you know, in Dublin, they love American music too. You know, we walked into plenty of pubs that were mixing in, you know, Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash, and we walked into one in with the Irish traditional music. We walked into, I think it was a Temple Bar, and that's a little bit of the Disneyland of Dublin these days. And I almost thought it was a 90s karaoke in there, but no, there was a guy actually with a guitar singing. I was like, we got to get out of here. So moved on, and that's what you can do there. And so, but yeah, they would love you there.
Nice.
So book a festival.
I will. Hoping to get something over there sometime next summer or the year after.
Nice.
Want to get back over to, I've been over to Norway a whole bunch.
Yeah. Tell me about that again. How did you get hooked up with going to Norway so much?
It was through my friend Brennan. She had been over a few times.
Brennan Lee.
And her friend, you know, heard about the Carper family, our old band, and booked us over there for a country festival. And I could not believe how much they responded to us over there. We sold out of CDs and got booked, you know, immediately for the next summer. We played a bluegrass festival. I now could probably go over there for like 5 weeks and tour the whole time, because I've made so many friends over there and so many connections. And they just love bluegrass and old time and honky tonk. They just adore it over there. And I love it there because it's like a fancy European version of Alaska.
Right. Right. Because it's kind of at the same latitude, but it is, yeah.
Fireweed on the hillsides.
Yeah,
a lot of people who know how to take care of stuff and fix things. Mm-hmm. Very resourceful people. It makes me feel like I'm back home in Fairbanks.
The Carper family, they get it together every once in a while, right? Because Melissa Carper, she moved back to, what was it, Arkansas?
And then to Nashville. She's living in Nashville now. And, you know, we didn't break up, but it's just not feasible for us to play the way we used to anymore. Yeah. And we're just kind of doing our own things and fulfilling our own passions with our, you know, music and where we want to live and what we want to do.
And you and Jen still play in similar bands and same bands and get together. That's nice. And wow, she's in Nashville. Well, Have you done a tour of Tennessee now?
We actually just did a couple nights in Nashville. I talked Jen into coming with me. I was on my way to West Virginia. I was teaching at a country music camp for a week up there and was dreading the drive all the way from Texas to West Virginia.
It's a long ways.
And I was like, hey, Jen, why don't you come with me and we'll play some Carpet Family shows and you can fly home to your kids and everyone will be happy. We had a great time.
Aw. And how is Melissa doing there in Nashville?
Writing tons of songs. She's actually playing a lot with our friend Vita
from Jeff and Vita.
Who toured up here probably 15 years ago now.
I was just going to say a decade and a half ago, I think, was the Jeff and Vita time. Yeah. Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that all these folks are still kicking around in the scene and no matter where they may be.
Yeah, yes. Everyone's still playing and making music.
It's great. Well, you'll have to have a reunion in Alaska one of these days, too.
Yes, definitely want that to happen. Melissa's come up here a few times and played in Juneau.
Oh, at Folk Fest?
No, just right earlier this summer she played up there.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Juneau's so far, far away from Fairbanks.
It is.
But I understand that it is still Alaska.
Yes.
And you're playing with your band at the venue. Beth Christman and her band are playing the venue on Saturday night. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8, and that's this Saturday, downtown Fairbanks. And that should be a really fun time.
It will be. I can't wait. And we might be down at the Golden Eagle tomorrow night,
writing
some
sweet
of the tunes.
You got to practice.
Yeah. I think we might have a real practice before then, but then go down there and have some fun.
Nice.
Just a PSA for the Esther folks.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's a community service to get us all together. Well, got time for one more from you, Beth.
Love to do this one. I'm going to send this to everyone listening down in Denali. Got a text, I think, from Melanie Hall. This one's for VB and Speaks down at the Windy Pass Mule Barn. Tune written by our buddy Chris Jones called Cantwell Town.
Will I get high when the mountain's out? The breeze is blowing right. Like to chew on the caribou hot off the fire over at Speaks tonight. It's got horseshoes flying right through the air. The people here always do. You can call me a liar and I don't care. The word I say is true. Take me down to Campbell Town. Keep me up all night. Roll me down the Parks Highway. Get back to Windy Pass. There's one thing I know. I want to take you with me when I go. Well, VB is the son of a gun. He keeps one by his door. We were shooting at a beer can hanging from a tree branch right on his front porch. I can't remember in 8 long years feeling like I'd just come home. There's snow on the mountain, but the river's broke up. Summer's just coming on. Take me down to Campbell Town. Keep me up all night. Roll me down the Parks Highway. Get back to Windy Pass. There's one thing I know. I want to take you with me when I go. When that sun comes up, it ain't ever going down. It makes you feel like this world slows down. Going down to the Jack River Nation tonight. I can't see life.
Oh, that reminds me of my last nation vacation. I got to see a river otter in the Jack River. So cute. So cute. Oh, Beth, it was such a pleasure to have you here on Alaska Live. I know you'll be back, but I don't know if it'll be soon enough for my taste.
Hopefully I'll come back. I think I might be coming back twice next summer.
Okay, good.
I'm going to bring my buddy Silas up here again.
All right.
And maybe Fancy or one of the other bands is going to come up.
Let's do it.
Not sure. I know a couple of the bands I've been playing with and recording with really want to come to Alaska, so might double up some tours and stay for longer next summer.
Sounds good. Well, you're always welcome here on KUAC's Alaska Live. It's been my pleasure to be your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Thanks, Beth, for coming in on a Wednesday night, and we'll see you at the venue on Saturday.
Thank you, Lori.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.